Decrees. Let's get it. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of the Mark and Will Show. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on with you, man? What's going on? Big time.
Man. Tuesday.
But the rent. That's what they say. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. That's what
right.
That's what's going on, man. Shoot.
Yes, sir. How was your day today, brother?
Man, I can't complain, man. I can't complain. I've been complaining since after the Louisville game, so I can't really complain so much. And, you know, for the people who don't know, you know what I'm saying, AT&T, iPhone, you something else, boy. You something else. You something else, bro. But it ain't going to let you slow me down, but that's okay.
Right.
How about yourself, man?
All good, man. Chilling, getting a lot of stuff done I needed to get done. Great day.
I know, that's right. Happy birthday to Jay. What's going on? Jay used to watch a lot, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, got school work and all that kind of stuff like that. Yes. So happy birthday to you. All that good stuff. Yes. We got a special show tonight. Do y'all know what it is? If y'all don't, something's wrong because we
on. You're right about that one. Yes.
It's Mark and Will Show. We on. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. But, no, we got a special show. We got the awards.
Yes, sir.
Work, hey, I'm gonna tell you what, man. That I'll wait till we get on that, cause Facebook. I'll tell you what, man. I'm about to talk to some people with that one, but we'll get on that one. So we got some good stuff. We're gonna get everybody together. You know, we got the high school games, things like that. We're gonna talk about. Yeah. We have baseball. Of course, NFL, college football, a little bit of basketball. If we get that in, if we can, then we rock and roll with that. So, enjoy the ride. You know how it goes. So, hey, right off the bat, let me get Mark together. Right off the bat, if you know where to find us at, you should know where to find us at. Hope you do know where to find us at. Look it up. It's so easy for you guys, big time. Everything's right there. Mark and Will Show, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. You don't stop. Instagram, Twitch is Mark and Will Gaming, all that kind of stuff. And we got the new follow, you know, Mark and Will Show Facebook group page, which is blowing up and getting out of pocket. It's getting out of pocket big time, but that's okay. That's all good. That's how we like it, you know what I'm saying, like that. So make sure you go ahead and subscribe and do everything you can with all those different shows. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. At all.
Absolutely not.
At all. So, you know, check it out. Make sure I got that on. Okay, cool. Next up to bet, we have FNC. Hope you guys had a chance. We went in and got on there and got a little Halloween special.
Yes, sir.
Last night, you know, even dressed up, little costumes, all that kind of stuff like that. So, check that out. That's on FNC Friday Night Crew. Go on and check it out. You'll see a show from yesterday, and Shannon D was dressed. I was dressed. So just go ahead and check it out. Had some good topics and also had some great brackets, you know, candy and all that kind of stuff bracket. And I guess the scariest villain type, you know, horror movie guy. So, you know, see who won. It kind of candy kind of shocked me. I think my sisters, they kind of got me on that one. But, you know, it is what it is with that.
Right.
This right here.
Yes, yes, yes. Gaming. Go over. Go to YouTube. I got a Sonic video. I got a couple of Resident Evil, Fortnite. I'm going to jump on Madden this weekend. be in the mail tomorrow. Give me two days to practice. And I'll be on. But check out the YouTube channel out, man. It's getting bigger and bigger. Please go over and like, comment, and subscribe. Nothing but fun.
Right, right. Been posting. He's been rocking and rolling, doing the stuff. So definitely check that out. What's up, Shannon? How you doing? So check all that out big time. Mark posted some games and stuff like that. Let's see. All right. Let's get it. High school. Before we go ahead and reveal the winners, we want to go ahead and talk about some games that was on that was played Friday and things like that. Mm-hmm. If I can pull it up real quick. Yes, I can. All right. So first up, we had Frederick Douglass, 37, Boyd County, 6. You know what? I think it was 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
It was at Boyd County. Frederick Douglass went down there and took care of business. They don't play, bro. They don't play.
Apparently
you know,
not.
They don't play. And I don't know what's going on. You know, Coach Peak been on the show. His team is lethal. You know, they lost in the finals last year, the last game. So, you know, they're on mm-hmm. a mission.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cole Carpenter was 8-13, 124 yards, 2 TDs. T.J. Mm-hmm. Horton, 14 carries, 132 yards, 1 TD. Man, stop playing with him. Stop playing with him, man. We're going to have to drive up bar to the the game, you know, the finals, because most likely, if you know, I'm a betting man, I think you're going to see them up there. Shawnee, 14. Iroquois, 28. Iroquois got them a victory.
Yes, they did.
Took care of business. Got them off the schneid. So, hey, congratulations.
Win's a win. Yes, sir.
Congratulations. Yes, sir. Next up, we got the mighty Bowling Green 0, Snake X 31. Snake X said, look, nah, ain't going to be none of that.
Oh, wow.
Coach Wallace got his old team. He went ahead and took care of business on that one.
Right.
And, you know, let everybody know what the deal is. So, yes. And on that one, you know what I'm saying, you had Trevor Havel, 10 for 15, only 74 yards. But DeAndre Richardson, 17 carries, 123 yards, 2 TDs. Defensive-wise, Tyler Boggs had 5 tackles. Michael Carter had 5 tackles and 1 tackle for loss. St. X is like they ready for the playoffs, brother.
Yes, yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, wow. Southern 28, Valley 8. The mayor.
Yes, sir.
And Coach Justin, they get their victory, so congratulations to them. Yep. Taking care of business, you know, I hear you, you know, put that smile on your face.
Right.
You ain't got to worry about it. You know, everybody on you, things like that. So congratulations with that one. Let me see. Of course, they kicked me to the wrong one. Let me see. next up, we have, let's see, KCD loses to Metcalf County. Tight one, 29-28. KCD was rolling and things like that. Metcalf said, we got you, baby. Slow it down. Mm-hmm. Don't get too hype. But, you know, playoff starts this week coming, so you can shake it off and keep it moving. Another tough loss. Atherton 27, Campbellsville 34. Atherton traveled to Campbellsville, and, you know, Campbellsville said, not today.
Yep.
Not today. So I'm sure Coach Nino and them will have everybody rocking and rolling, ready for next this week coming. So
yeah.
We have Ferdale, who's flexing muscles, 63-0 against Wagner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop. Yeah. Stop it. Y'all need to quit it. And I'm like, you know, instead of me doing the stats. Check this out real quick, brother. Give me a number, 5 or 4. Pick a number, 5 or 4. Which one?
5.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The last 5 games, Ferdale beat Bullet Central 48-0, beat Western 33-6, beat Dawes 35-6, beat Iroquois 49-0, beat Wagner 63-0. So they have given up a total of 12 points in the last five games.
Wow.
Yeah. The most points they have given up was 36 the first game of the year against Beachwood, which they lost 36-0. They have not lost since that game.
Wow.
They're rolling. They have four goose eggs on the board. They done shut out people four times. And they have given up 6 points, only 6 points, 1, 2, 3, 4 times. The highest is 36, like I said, and they beat South Oldham 21-12. I think they're playing some defense at Ferdale.
Yes, they are.
Hey, shouts out.
Yes, they are.
Shouts out to Cal, 56-14 of Eastern. Hey, Capos being 3A. Maybe it's me.
I believe so, too.
And I think Easter's in six. Maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think I am. Coach, I had you on here. 3A. Yeah, they 3A is definitely Cal. Mm-hmm. And Easton, I'm going to look at you. Yeah, 6A. Well,
Wow.
You got talent. You have talent. And they steamrolled.
Right about that one.
56-14. I ain't even going to talk about their stats because you can go on the polls and see that. They on there religiously.
I like that.
There
it is.
Male 14, manual 3. When I say it's two heavyweights, just body blows, filling each other out, things like that. Male really stepped up on defense. They gave up probably about 2 to 3 big plays, but didn't get hurt by it. They contained Zeke. Coulter, former player of the week. He threw some dimes to Mr. Gainey, Max Gainey. That tank was out there running for 156 yards. Just getting their groove back. It was packed. They had over 9,000 people at that game. And, Mayo, you had to have it. Mayo was kind of felt disrespected, but, as far as underdog, but, the record, speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. Manuel's been having a hell of a season. And I tell you what, who knows? Maybe they see each other again in the playoffs. So we'll see. This lived up to everything it needed to be. I thought it was going to be a slobber knocker, and it definitely was. And hats off to the Bulldogs for taking care of business. Let's see here. All right, man. We ain't gonna hold you guys no more, man. Let's go on and get this.
Mail.
Let's get this out the way. Mark and Will shows Kentucky Lime of the Week, sponsored by Straight Razor, is Mercy County.
Yes, sir.
Caden Samaru. Hey, 7 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 7 sacks, handling his business, taking care of his business.
Oh, he had how many sacks?
He had 2 sacks, 2 tackles for losses, and 7 tackles.
Whew.
Caden did his thing. He did his thing. Mercy County.
He's rocking.
I'm going to tell you what, man. I hope y'all fed him a nice old steak after that game because he was definitely busy.
Right.
Congratulations, Caden.
You deserve it. Congratulations.
Next up, we have Mark and Will Shows, Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week, sponsored by
Tap Out.
It's McLean County's Evan Ward. Mr. Ward had 5 catches, 161 yards, 1 TD. Hey, putting up big numbers. He putting up big numbers. I had to take the young lady off his arm in the picture. Everybody want to play. Hey, when you balling like that, everybody want a picture. So, congratulations, Evan Ward, for taking care of business. Hey, Offensive Player of the Week. Next up, Mark and Real Show, Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by
Tap Out,
is East Carter's Ryland York. He had 13 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, to career business. You get double figures in tackles,
yeah,
man, you're busy. You're taking care of business. And I've been seeing some crazy numbers that these kids is doing these days. But, hey, I'm going to tell you what. East Carter's Rylan York, you did your thing. Congratulations, yes, 13 tackles. Man, hey, somebody's got an ice bath after that. So, hey.
Right.
Congratulations. Welcome to the club. Last but not least.
There it is.
Mark and Will Show's National Player of the Week, sponsored by
Zap App.
Simon Kenton's Chase Chrome. He was 10 for 17, 142 yards, one TD. He said, oh, man. Nah, 32 carries, 271 yards, five TDs.
Jesus.
Yeah. My man, hey, come on now, man. 271 rushing.
Right.
And five TDs, so a total of six TDs, right? Man, over 400 yards total offense. Chase, slow down, man. Slow down,
he's
man.
Up Madden numbers, man.
Right. Looking all like Lamar Jackson out there running around. 271. Man. Hey, Simon Kenton.
Crazy.
Hey,
that's
congratulations, crazy. Chase. You have officially a part of the club, Mark and Wills, yes, National Player of the Week club. Be looking out in your DMs. We'll send you a nice gift from Tap App, and I hope you enjoy it. But congratulations, Chase.
Yes, sir.
Woo-wee, man.
That's, yeah, them numbers.
Yeah, that's sick. That's sick. I mean, I know everybody's going to him. I know they had to be like, man, come on, man. Give the ball to somebody else. Hey, make sure you guys follow all that stuff. You see on the bottom, you know what I'm saying? Twitter, Facebook is where you can go ahead and vote. So make sure you go ahead and do that. And it's the total votes for each poll. So, you know,
yes, sir.
It may be the same people on there, but hey, as far as who you're voting for, but it's a different audience. We got a nice page on Facebook, and we got a nice page on Twitter. So we're trying to make sure everybody gets the opportunity to vote. So, hey, if you got a lot of family and friends on Facebook, you might want to go ahead and let them know. And vice versa on Twitter. So that's how we rock and roll. All that good stuff. So, hey,
yes, sir.
Thank everybody for voting this week. It's lots of fun. But go ahead and post all that stuff on social media so everybody can look at it and congratulate you like we congratulating you right now.
Yes, sir.
Baseball.
MLB. Yes, sir. Unfortunately, the game yesterday got rained out, but it's going on today. I believe it came on at 8:30. But the last game they had, Houston won 5-2, and of course, Phillies won the first game. How you think it's gonna go, brother?
Hey, you know what, man? This is how we want it, right? This is how you want to nip and tuck, you want it close. You don't want no 2-0. You don't want no 3-1. You want it to go back and forth. Phillies is at home now. Phillies is comfortable. Phillies is not scared of nobody. Like we talked about before, a lot of them wild card teams is hard to go ahead and put out, and they win it all. You know, so Houston definitely, if you're Houston, you got to go in there and get this win right off the bat. You do not want to go down 2-1, and 2-1 turns to 3-1, then you in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like how the Braves and everything did last year. So you got to go ahead and Houston. It's always, like they say, always easier to win that first game at home. You know what I'm saying? At somebody's home. Yeah. So go ahead and take care of that. Go get the momentum out of there. Everybody know how Phillies fans are. Philadelphia fans are. So you already know if they get that win, oh man, it's crunk all. It's over with, bro.
Yes, it is.
I expect the Astros to give it everything they got off this one, because if you go ahead and take some of that air out, it'll be okay. But hey, like you and I already talked about, man, I hope it goes game seven, bro. I hope it goes all the way to the end.
Absolutely.
You know, that'll be great. So we'll see.
Yes, it will.
Hey, that's what baseball is about now. So go ahead and take care of that. Boom, bada bing. We got some college football. We got some shockers.
Yes, we do.
Oh, golly, golly, shockers. Which shocker should we go first? Let's go with the Big Blue Nation first. Let's go with Big Blue Nation. Kentucky travels down to Knoxville, number 19 versus number 3. And get blasted 44-6.
Yeah.
Wasn't close at all. I mean, yeah, you can say first quarter. Other than that, it was a wrap. Did you get the team of this?
Hey, dude, Tennessee's good.
Very good.
He's a good team, dude. I can never think of that kid's name, number 11, that receiver that Tennessee got.
The Wyatt kid that caught five.
Yes.
Yes.
He's good.
Yeah.
Tennessee got a good team, dude. And I was just like, I knew Kentucky couldn't have thought they had a chance going up there to get this win. Not that hostility. Up there. And they rolling too.
Yes, I think they thought they did. Let's just put it that way. Because, you know, as football players, former players, we always, you know, even if Goliath is over there, we always.
Right.
But I think what I'm confused at is that Kentucky was better last year. This is not a better team than last year's team.
Right.
And for them to get all that mojo, and I know on paper, looking at the schedule, you know, they had some winnable games and they caught them, but Florida is poo-poo, right? Mm-hmm. They turn out to be poo-poo, very much poo-poo. Youngstown State, Miami, Ohio, Northern Illinois, that means you didn't play anybody. Ole Miss, you had a chance because Ole Miss was on Kentucky's level, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's on their level, but it was at Ole Miss. But that South Carolina win took the air out your sail, right? It should have been. But then you follow up with Mississippi State, who is not good. They're not good. They only run two plays. You know what I'm saying? Besides a draw. They don't do that well. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear about that. Then Tennessee and their second-year coach, Josh Heupel, who was at Central Florida, who's also he was a quarterback at Oklahoma, breaking all them records back then. They are different. They will blast the doors off you. Right. Everybody laughed because they was the game against Alabama and how it was a high scoring. That's because Alabama got enough athletes to compete on that level, right?
Exactly.
Alabama's not garbage. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? They're not garbage.
Right, absolutely.
Tennessee just had that system, and they got enough dogs to go ahead and take care of business.
Yes, they do.
And you go down there and they got beat up. Kentucky got beat up.
Absolutely.
They got beat up. Like a video game.
Jesus.
Like a video game. And I'm just sick and tired. You know how I do, brother. I'm going to do this one time. I'm going to do this one time only for all you people. Everybody in the crowd, everybody from the back, everybody from the front, on the side, everybody, whoever thought that Will Levis is the NFL top quarterback prospect coming up, I got something for you. 16 for 27, 98 yards, and 3 interceptions. Quarterback ranking 16.4. Could you all join in with Will and say this one at a time? Please, Will Levis, you are done. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate everybody. I had to get that out.
Make sure you chop that up too. Chop
that up. But hey, I had to get that out, brother. I'm sorry, man. I'm just tired of the sickness. I already know. It is crazy because we all seen quarterbacks, we all seen things, and I just don't see what they want to see. I know he's a big kid and all this kind of stuff, but he's not like that. Stop it. All right, I wasn't shocked with the Tennessee and Kentucky game, but I was out here and I was definitely shocked.
Yes, sir.
Louisville 48, Wake Forest 21. Really, it should have been 48-14. 35 straight points in the third quarter. They made old dude who's been there for 17 years himself, the quarterback, look horrible, bro. Horrible, man.
Absolutely.
Horrible. It got so bad.
Yes, they did.
It got so bad, brother. Me and I hooked up with the man. We went out and let's go find Coach P. Let's take a picture with Coach P. The game was, man, it was out of whack. We was like, bro, let's go find her, man. Me sitting on first row, taking pictures with her, talking to her, chopping up. And I got something that I need to talk to you about after the show. I'm glad I brought that up. But, yeah, bro, what are your thoughts on this, man? What are your thoughts?
I'm going to tell you what's so crazy. Got off work, and I was like, ooh. Second half ain't even started yet. I got to watch the whole second half, right? Right. So I'm watching it, and I'm like, first off, I got a clip of the game day. How everybody on game day laughed, picking Wake Forest, talking about basically Wake Forest going to blow.
You told me about that. Global,
right?
Yep, you told me. Yeah.
So I looked at that, and I'm like, oh, okay, they got no faith. Interception. Turnover. what the hell is going on? I called LaCroy. I said, game over, dog. Go to your car, dude. Just go ahead. Go
was that before or after I took a picture with him?
After. I said, hey, now get up out of here, dude. This game's getting out of hand, dog. He texted me back and said, dude, the stadium's rocking. I got jealous. He said the stadium was rocking, dude.
It was.
But that third quarter surprised the heck out of me. It's like they had another spark. They had another spark in them, man. Like they had fire lit up on them. You know what I'm saying? Like the coach said, y'all going to lose y'all job if y'all go out. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
It felt different. It felt different. And it looked good, too. It looked good.
You know, the crazy thing is that it was almost like that Pittsburgh game gave them confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we got that win. We got a good win. You know what I'm saying? Even though Pittsburgh lost this week, but in their mind, like, we got a good win. You see what I'm saying? And they took care of business. And when you say it looked good, I had to rewatch it just so I can really, pay attention and check it out. And when I say that look like a video game, like that dude that you played in Madden, that's an expert, that's a different state that you don't know, and he all of a sudden this interception pick, fumble, sack, fumble.
Yep.
Man, when I say that quarterback looked disheveled, like he was like, dude, coach, what am I doing here? Like, what is
– Right.
I felt kind of sorry for him, bro. Like, pull him out the game, please. You know what I'm saying? Like, you left him in there. For six, dude accounted for six turnovers.
Yes.
Like, what are y'all doing? Like, kick that dude out of there, man. You know, I know he's a senior citizen, but goodness gracious.
Right.
And that defense, I mean, you know what? Like I said, it was just like, let's get rid of this frustration. So hats off to University of Louisville for taking care of business.
Great win.
Top 10. They said that was Satterfield's first time ever beating a top 10 team.
Wow.
First time ever. I mean, granted, he probably didn't have that many opportunities at App State, but, you know, he's been here like 4 years or so. Like, not only did they beat him, they destroyed him. And all those people who was laughing on ESPN and all the different stuff, that's why they wasn't showing no highlights of it, because they had to eat crow.
Exactly.
They had to eat crow.
Exactly.
You know, so, hey, thank you. For that, and now Louisville's season looks kind of different.
hey, keep rocking, fellas.
All right, keep rocking. Go ahead and take care. They got James Madison Saturday. Go ahead and take care of them so you don't have to worry about it. So you can go ahead and be bowl eligible. So, you know, you're playing with house money. Then go ahead and ruin some other people's seasons.
Exactly.
You know, go ahead and take care of that. So congratulations on that. One thing that came out right before the show.
Yep.
The playoff right now as it stands, they got Tennessee ranked number one, Ohio State number two, Georgia number three, four Clemson. Five, Michigan six. Six, Alabama seven, TCU, and then eight, Oregon. Are you shocked by any of this, man?
Hey, I'm just over here looking at this and I'm like, whoever's in that top four, please don't mess up and let Alabama sneak in there.
Well, see, you remember, I think it's six now. Is it six? I think the playoffs are six.
Is it? Did they start it this year?
Yeah, I think it's. I think it was last year was six. Okay. They're going. They get ready to go ridiculous amount.
They gotta go crazy. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the first two gets buys. So I don't know why they did it, because I think the first two gets buys. But anyway, this right here, if this whole stands, if it holds up. Tennessee, for that win, I heard, man, they got rewarded. They got rewarded and gave them number one. And I know Ohio State is probably mad. They don't want to see Georgia.
And that's the crazy thing, because I'm looking at the Georgia at number three. That defense over at Georgia is nasty.
Right. Right, and they bullies.
It just surprised me. Yeah, it's like, okay.
I would say this.
If you want to give Ohio State Georgia, go right ahead.
I guess that's – hey, I'm going to tell you what, though. If that orange and orange go together, one against four, Clemson ain't ready for that. The games I done seen Clemson struggle and everything, they ain't ready for that. You know, to be honest, I don't think Louisville's going to go. Could they go down there and win? Yes, they could. But I think it'll be closer than what people – because I'm pretty sure a point spread probably 15-16. I think it'll be closer because Louisville's defense is playing at a different level. You know, as long as they stay healthy. But Tennessee just built different, bro. They built different.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be mad if Tennessee against Ohio State. Let it be a shootout.
Man.
Points galore, baby. Hey, fantasy points galore. For real, for real.
Right.
All right, so let's go, man. Let's go on and get this rocking and rolling. Y'all know what it is. This is Tuesday. Usually it's Monday, but it's Tuesday. We're going to go ahead and cover what you guys need to be seeing.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's start off with Thursday's game. We got Ravens 27, the Bucks 22, Tom Brady, and them. You know what? I'm going to lay off of Tom because he had a hard week last week.
Oh, yeah.
Because you saw what they dropped right after the game the next day. Yeah. I'm like, goodness
gracious. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your thought on this game and Tom and everything else, brother?
The crazy thing about it, Gus Edwards come back and he looks like that he's just, you know what I'm saying, like he ain't come off that injury, even though he did get knocked out, he ain't getting knocked out, but 11 carries of 65 yards, he's right. Going to get rocking if he don't, you know what I'm saying, get injured.
Right.
Lamar did what he was supposed to do. I like his numbers, but with Tom Brady – you know, I understand he's going through a lot and stuff like that. I wish it never hit the media or whatever, but they're famous. You know how that goes.
Right.
I think he really needs to sit down. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they're going to blame it on Tom, but the coach is going to get it too.
Oh, yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Coach is out of there first.
The coach is going to get it, and it's like, it's not fair. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was absent at training camp. You know what I'm saying? You're not really having a great year, Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? I get all the outside noise, but you still on the field. You chose to play. We want to see Tom Brady. If you can't give that to them people, he might need to sit it down.
Yeah, bro. You know, and you know what is so funny? See, like, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you do got to look at stats, and sometimes stats don't lie. But in this particular game, stats lie. You know, 325 yards, one TD, but it was almost 50% passing, right? Tom has the same players, you know, minus one or whatever. Don't get me wrong, but this Bucks team is not that good, right?
No, it's Jack not.
Bird, that's Jack Bird hurt. He, you know, he hurt his knee or the leg or something, and you can't even say Super Bowl because that was 2 years ago type stuff. I think they're older. I really do think they're older, and I think you know. Tom taking those days off and weeks off, dealing with family issues, and that's okay. But we're talking about somebody who probably just need to be in there just as much as the other guy. You know, it's almost like a reverse thing, right? Because when you get older, you know, you got memory and things like that, but you want your body memory, and, you know, you need to still stay in the flow. Because, you know, if you start working out and then you stop a week or two, when you get a little older, that's different than, you know, exactly. Coming back right in and jumping in, right? Three and five. And their division is garbage that they still might win their division.
Exactly. That's sad, bro. It's sad. That's sad, dude. Like, for real.
You know, it is. And hats off to the Ravens taking care of business on the road. On the road. Yep. We say it all the time. Road. Running on the road is different. And his smells different. It looks different. All that kind of stuff. I just think I'm just mad because Bucks claim the fame is going to be that they beat Dallas.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to be their claim to fame. I mean, damn. Right. That crap. That's going to be their claim. Good win. Right. Stack them up, Ravens.
Yes, sir.
Turned out to be a huge win for them. Broncos 21, Jags 17 in London.
Yep, 9 o'clock game. I was trying to listen to it, but I couldn't get into it. I mean, this is the Broncos and the Jaguars. You know, Ethan Junior, he did his thing though. I like the way he played or whatever.
Right,
Russell Wilson. I mean, he threw the ball 30 times, completed 18, 252, one touchdown, one interception, got sacked 3 times. It ain't bad. It ain't horrible numbers. The 3 sacks is kind of crazy. Quarterback, though, 36.7. Is he ever going to bounce back?
I don't think not.
I mean, you played against the Jaguars.
I don't think not this year, to be honest. I don't. I just don't. Because their run game, which was one of their strong suits, is not so strong anymore. You know, Judy and them, they got to get used to him. And now defense, and we'll talk about it later, you know, trading away a valuable piece.
Absolutely crazy.
And, you know, they in that West. 3-5, me might as well be 1-10.
Exactly.
I mean, for real, man, in that West, and it's another team that also should have been sellers at the shoot. Somebody else would have gave up everybody with no record. I mean, outside the mayor, but wow. But no, man, if I ask your question, bro, I would say next year, but will he withstand? Now you have all the social media and all the sports talking head ripping him.
Yes, they are.
They coming for him now, right?
Yes.
We've never seen this. Now we are seeing they are attacking him, attacking his character. They doing all this stuff. You know, hey, you know, Russell, he remind me of somebody who might just say, look, I'm gone. Peace. I don't need this.
Hey, you know, so crazy. I don't think nobody's going to be mad about it.
And you know what? And that's because.
It might be time.
Well, when you come across like. Everything's perfect. That's when them darts be going. Like, hold on, let's see how perfect you really are. You know what I'm saying? And then it doesn't hurt that the Seahawks are doing something. How ironic if the Seahawks win their division and these clowns come in last.
Right. Ooh, that boy over. Woo-hoo.
I will say this real quick on this game. The Jags, come on, man.
Absolutely.
Come on. Come on.
This was the game they're supposed to win.
You're supposed to win. Come on. You know, every time we get on that bandwagon and think they're going to do something, don't get me wrong. Like you said, ETN did his thing. Trevor Lawrence, you got to be better than 133,
exactly.
110. Come on. 13.9 quarterback rating?
Yes.
You didn't come, right? He was stuck at fish and chips and tin crumpets. Somebody had too many the night before. This right here, Panthers lose to Falcons 37-34 in overtime and really shouldn't went to overtime.
Right, what you said is you got a kicker.
And what else?
Yeah, throwing off the helmet.
Yeah.
The penalty.
Yeah.
Got to let these emotions get the best of them. But, hey, then your kicker still had another chance to do it again.
Yeah, I mean, 48 yards, and then OT, 48 yards for extra point. I know it's hard, but y'all get millions. Then an OT, I mean, don't get me wrong, dude had enough time to save more for his action.
Yeah.
Because, hey, P.J. Walker threw a dime to him. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Hell of a catch.
Yes.
And took the loss.
The Panthers should have won this game.
Yeah,
this game was theirs.
Yeah, you're right. They should have. Falcons 3-1 at home, 4-4 for the season. What are they in first place or something?
It's something crazy. That division is horrible over there too.
But look, hats off to PJ Walker. 373 yards, 1 TD, 1 interception. 19 for 36, but quarterback ranking 29.5. Boy, he was digging a nugget, I guess. But he still had 317 yards. I guess that last
night,
that it was like 60 some yard bomb kind of helped him out. Mariota, man, hey, hats off to you, man, because you're winning. You know, you're 500, you're winning. You know, people wrote you off, thought you was done. So hats off to you, man. Big time. Good win for the Falcons. Yep. Bad loss for the Panthers.
Yes, it is.
Woo! Cowboys 49, Bears 29. I'll let you go ahead and speak your piece.
Hey, I was at work tripping because I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
Because you know how the first quarter is, how it is like, oh, wow. This might be a little close game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, y'all get the going, but hey, y'all pulled it off though. Like 14-14, 14-7. Y'all was putting the numbers up. Them ain't bad numbers. 14 points each quarter, and then scored the 7 in the fourth. That's not bad.
Right.
It ain't bad. And Dak is still trying to get back to Dak too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was his best game.
He's trying to get back to Dak. Yeah.
It was the best game he had though.
But this was a good win. I'm sorry, cuz if you had to watch this, you got a phone call from Will.
Well, yeah, no, nah, I told him good luck and all this stuff in the beginning, but you know, I would say this. When I see 29, I don't like the 29 for the Bears, but I would say this: Justin Fields, man, if you use him correctly, he can be a problem.
Yeah,
with his legs. And allow him to go ahead and grow from that, and then that arm, because he ain't got no weak arm. He's got arm game, too.
If
you get him in the right system, and I ain't talking about no Lamar Jackson system. I'm just saying where he's comfortable enough and he can do some things and get him some playmakers. I mean, you know, they think they made one this week, earlier today. We'll talk about that shortly. But, I was impressed with Fields on that part, big time. You know, but I also say like 14 points came from boneheads of Dallas, you know, penalties and things like that. But, hey, you know, anytime you go ahead and dominate, then the team come back, then you still dominate and get a win, pull it in. Right before your bye, I take it. You know, Dak, Dak was humming in that first quarter, second quarter, things like that. So, but I will say this, like I said, I like Herbert. I like Fields. I like Montgomery. They got over 200 yards rushing. This is the third straight game. So I think they're trying to find their identity and all this kind of stuff. And that's a good thing for them. You know, it's about building pieces around this young guy. You build pieces around him, they're going to be okay. But that defense, you can't keep trading away people on that defense.
Right.
Because now you have mortgaged the farm. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, get pieces through the draft, right? Let's be smart. You can get pieces through the draft. I understand everybody's not all-stars and all this kind of stuff, but you can't give away the leading tackler in NFL. Pay the man. He would have stayed.
Yep.
Whatever, man. That's crap. Good way to go.
NFL for you.
Right. This right here, Dolphins 31, Lions 27. When we preview this, Mark didn't get there. This one. I thought that this was going to be one of those games that you and I have talked about, that the Lions may come and sneak this win. And actually, the Lions should have won the game. Lions jumped all on them, and then they went there and folded in the second half, didn't score no points in the second half.
Scored, you know, so crazy to see this 1-6 record for Detroit. They could easily be 3-3.
Easy. No, you're right.
They could be easily 3-3 because they done had some games where you was like, oh, they great win this, they great pull it off,
right?
And somehow choke it up and give it away.
No, and that's a scary thing because, like, if they can stay healthy enough and bring a couple of those dudes back. I wouldn't want to play them on that back end because at the end of the day, they already said they believe, talking about the front office believe in the Coach Campbell and all this kind of stuff. I still think what we said earlier in the season, they're going to get somebody.
Yes.
Going to get some people, and I wouldn't want to play them towards the end of the season. I would, even though they did a bonehead play again, we'll talk about that shortly. Lord, I mean,
it's all kinds of stuff going crazy, man.
Hey, Dolphins, way to bounce back. You're 5-3. You really done got the. You was on the track. You went off the track. Now you're slowly getting back on the track.
Back on there,
and you're making some moves. They made some moves, like I said, that we'll cover shortly. But hey, Dolphins, anytime you like, we always say, especially in it doesn't hold any truer than in the NFL. NFL. It's probably the toughest to win a road game.
Right.
Only thing that's probably tougher than that, brother, is probably college basketball. Mm-hmm. That's different. You know what I'm saying? College basketball, that's college football, it's kind of hard to win on the road, you know, unless you just dominate. And for NFL, the whole service, for them to go there, and actually, Detroit was pop, pop, pop. Looked like Joe Lewis over there. So, good win for them. Waddle and Tyreek did their thing like we know. We tired. We don't want to talk about that anymore. Y'all lucky. Y'all got some receivers. Cardinals 26, Vikings 34.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm not going to front. I'm shocked to see that the Vikings are 6-1. and that the Cardinals is 3-5.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You would have thought this would have, you know, it's, even though it was a tough game, it was a good game or whatever, but I didn't see Minnesota being 6-1 right now.
Can I say something? And running away with the division.
Absolutely. I mean, it's good to have when you got Cook, who got 20 carries for 111.
Right.
Then you got the JJ, the young boy, 6 receptions, 98 yards. He got some pieces over right now.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He got some offense if he keep rolling. But Kyler Murray, no, you got your guy back. Ugh. Yeah. 2 interceptions. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with Mr. Kyler Murray?
You know what? He was one of the ones who was very lucky to have all. You remember when he came over there, or when they got him, they built that team. You know, they had a ton of receivers. They had decent running game. They, you know, ended up getting Ertz and everything. A lot of rookie quarterbacks didn't have the keys to that Cadillac like that, the Lamborghini, right? Now it's looking at what you're doing, right? You know, like you said, Hoptown putting up 159 yards, 12 catches, one TD. Really, it don't even make no difference. Like, guys, this is what, when Mark and I talk about having a number one receiver, it makes no difference who's beside him, because you're going to eat. You're going to get some. You're going to get some. But this dude is catching any and everything that comes in his way. So you guys are free. Mm-hmm. You guys are free. And that's the second. So in 2 games, this dude done put up 22 catches and like almost 300 some yards.
Yes.
Dude's different. Dude's different.
Yes, he is. He's tough.
So there's no excuse, Kyler. There's no excuse, right?
None at all.
So should we just look at the defense? Because maybe with the J.J. Watt, you know, and Buddha and all them getting all this money and things like that, they're not producing, man. They're not
at all.
Not producing. In Minnesota, you're right. Hey, hats off to y'all, because I thought you're more of like a 10-17.
Yeah.
Like that. You guys is doing it, and you know, but we'll see when you get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This right here, bro. I'll let you know when we're at the 10-minute mark. We're getting close. But this right here, bro.
First off, this is embarrassing.
It's like 8-24, rated 0. Go ahead, bro.
I don't understand what Vegas like. I looked at my fantasy and I said, man, Adams only got 2-3 points.
Right.
What is going on?
Disgusting.
This is embarrassing, dude, especially for McVay. Not McVay, what's his name? The head coach for Vegas. His first year.
You
got the tools.
Yeah, the dude who quit on Indianapolis.
Yep. You got the tools. 26 for 15, 101. This is disgusting, dog. This is horrible.
Yeah.
Good win, New Orleans. Great win. At home, too, but this is embarrassing for Vegas.
What you said, man, this Carr was 15 for 26, 101 yards. Now, we know that the Saints defense rock and roll at home. We know that. Yeah. Everybody knows that. But really, man, come on. So they stopped. Not only did they stop the passing game, they stopped the running game. Jacobs, who had the past 3 games, averaging over 140-some yards.
He had
43 yards. Man, you know what? 2-5, 0-4 away from home.
Right.
You know what you guys are.
Done, done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bye-bye, Raiders. Sorry, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
The Mayor, Patriots 22, Jets 17.
With these Jets, they was rocking early in the season, beating people and stuff. Now Zach Wilson is playing, I guess, like a normal quarterback all of a sudden.
Well, you remember, he wasn't even a quarterback. You remember, he got hurt.
Yeah, but you know, I think it's the first 2 that he was rocking, wasn't he?
They got rocked. let me double check. I ain't gonna get the line. Nah, they lost. They was 1-1. They was 1-1. He went out, and then they started getting their mojo against
Dolphins. You're right.
And then the Packers. But you're right.
But I don't think Belichick was gonna lose to the Jets anyway.
He don't never lose them.
He's too smart.
Yeah, he never lose. No, he don't never lose them. But I would say this:
no.
if you want to go ahead and be a team to be reckoned with, you, this is not the Patriots of old. You got to win it.
Right.
You're at home. You sit there and choke. You choked the third quarter. You choked the third quarter. You got beat 13-0 in the third quarter. That was the game. That's the ball game.
Yep.
Now, you know, hell, you was 5-2 going into that game. Like, you was like, okay, Bills, we ain't going to beat y'all, but we're going to try to beat the Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? So now they got the same record as the Dolphins, and I think they probably playing next week or whatever. But, hey, great win for the Patriots, but I'm not sold on Mac Jones. I don't think Belichick is either.
He most definitely zip, zap, whatever his name is, going to be back.
Eagles 35, you silly. Eagles 35, Steelers 13. The floor is yours.
Eagles played a better game. I mean, it's just as simple as that. Beat Pittsburgh. I like the direction that we're going in. Even though we lost, you can see and develop what needs to happen, what needs not to happen. My personal opinion, this is our bad week. We need to put the offensive coordinator in the office and say, look here, bro, we got to get more aggressive. We can't run the ball.
It's your bye week, too?
Yeah. This is, I mean, like, come on, man. Like, he has to get it together. That offensive play calling that we're doing is not aggressive.
Right.
And we got the pieces outside to be aggressive, to throw downfield, to give him a chance. And you don't want to do it. You want Deke and Dunk. That's not it.
Right.
We keep getting off the field three and out so quick where our defense can't even get a breather. But I take it in Philadelphia. Y'all did y'all thing, though. Y'all took advantage of our back end. Yeah, y'all played a hell of a game. Good win to y'all, though.
Right. I think one of the most disappointing things to me with the Steelers, because if I'm offensive coordinator or even the head coach or whatever, of course I'm not, because I'm sitting here on the famous Mark and Will show. The thing about it is I would have to form this team into a ground and pound. Najee, we're gonna make sure, we're not gonna make you Henry, but we're gonna give you 20 something carries, right? We're gonna make you go ahead. I understand people bring up, but I just think if you suck people in, then it's gonna open up more for him to pick and get comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like you said, the weapons you guys have is ridiculous. I mean, you know, it's top five in the league as far as offense, but it's not being utilized. When you got Pickett who comes off or was coming off the bench and now he's in there or whatever, and you got Najee, the big old, another big running back, you know, what the Steelers love. You got Warren, his backup, a little solid bullet ball. You got tight end play. Come on. Okay, if we want to just get through this year, okay, let's just run, pound, pound, play action, do what we got to do. Because if you control the game, slow it down, then they don't get like this. And so, to me, I'm with you. Take it. Tell the offensive coordinator, come on here. I need to talk to you for a little bit.
Today.
Texas 17. Texas 10. And King Henry went off like we say he's going to go off on these teams, and he's doing it.
Yeah, and I like it. I mean, 17-10, you got your rookie in, stuff like that. It's a game that's supposed to be this low like this.
Right.
And you just go ahead and let your running backs do what they do. To not put that pressure all on the rookie quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So, I get it. I mean, people can sit there and be like, they beat them by 7. It don't matter. They got the win, and they couldn't stop Derrick Henry. I mean, simple as that.
All right, we got 6 minutes to roll. But look, this is the same thing I've been saying that I wish the Steelers would do. And the Steelers has more offensive weapons, right? Titans may have a better offensive line, but they still, you know, you're in the league. We can go ahead and make it work.
Right.
Because, like you said, this is how you win those games. Don't worry about it. Don't lose the game. But we're going to control the game with this stuff.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. That's exactly what they did.
This right here is an embarrassment to society. Commander 17, Colts 16. Lord,
it is. I can't wait to go to work Thursday. We got a Colts fan at work. Boy, this is hey man. Congratulations, Commanders. That's all I got to say too with this.
You know what? They have fired the office coordinator, had did everything. He had get all the old or I ain't gonna so rich because Carson Wentz wasn't old, but you know, he's a retread, I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's no way the Commanders come in your building and beat you. And look, we said it. We said get Heineke or whatever in there, and they was going to be a better team than they were with wins. And look what's happening. They don't win two games or something like that. And bye-bye.
Right. Heineken believes.
Yeah, right. 49ers 31. The McCaffrey show is in full effect. Rams 14. Yes, it
is. I don't know. I told Brub, I hit him about this. And it's just, for one, we know the Rams is not the team from last year. They still got the Super Bowl hangover, obviously. But I like the way the 49ers is playing. But like Bruh sit there, they said, let's see when they play somebody good, see if they can do the same thing.
Sorry, Rams fans.
I'm going to believe it with the 49ers right now. I like the offense that they run. And then, of course, we saw the pieces that was moved today. So let's see how it goes from there.
But you know what, though? Real quick, congratulations, 49ers. You took care of business. The Rams is no good. I'm sorry that stop it. But
yeah, you're right.
McCaffrey, it's only a few off. You know the other team that was trying to get him?
Mm-hmm.
The Rams. And so, you know what I'm saying? Two teams that are like Miami, you know what I'm saying? They all from the same tree, and you know, and they know how to utilize running backs. That is perfect, right? He fell right in. Well, I ain't gonna say fell because he was already a hell of a running back. But also, if you are a McCaffrey, you want to go to the Rams. You want to go to the 49ers. You know what I'm saying? You want to go to the Miami Dolphins. They know how to utilize. That's the offense they run, right? Yes. That's perfect. And congratulations, 49ers, and said, hey, we'll go ahead and we'll get whatever we want. And they outbid it, the Rams. Yes, because if you put McCaffrey on the Rams, now the Rams has life.
Ooh-wee. Ooh.
Even though Cooper Kupp may be gone for a while.
Yes. Ooh.
Woo! Wake up call. Seahawks 27, the Giants 13.
I guess the G-Men ain't the G-Men that we thought they were. Mr. Geno Smith, I take my head off to you, man. You rolling. I ain't got nothing. I'm not saying nothing bad about you for the rest of the year. Keep going, brother. You 5-3. You try to prove yourself. I got hope, man. Giants. Ooh, G-Man. Ooh, ooh, that's a tough one for y'all, baby.
They say they were who we thought they were. That's the Giants. They were who we thought they were. You know what? Seahawks is not a powerful team, but I'm gonna tell you what. Way to go ahead and get these victories as y'all been doing. They 5-3. The Giants. You know what? You've been hiding for a minute. The schedule played in your role,
right?
And I knew it was gonna be tough going up to Seattle and. Thank you guys for putting me right. And thank you for taking that loss to come back to us a little bit.
Right.
Packers 17, the Bills 27.
Mr. Rogers, it might be time for you to go. Bills, great win. Y'all rocking. Ooh, that AFC is great. Get steaming here in a minute. Gotta get it together.
I just think the best thing to me, the only thing I was really watching was Jair Alexander against the receivers.
Right.
I mean, we all knew the game was over. We knew all that. So let's see what they're going to do. They're going to be fighting. They're going to be sticking each other, whatever. So, hey, Bills is doing what the Bills need to do. I need to see the Bills in the playoffs. When they see that big red machine waving at them to get a chance to Super Bowl, will you fold? Because the thing about it is this to me. Just like the Bills can win on the road. Kansas City can too. So we're gonna see what's going on.
Be a good one.
And that, please let that happen. Please,
please,
please, and please let that happen. Congratulations on that.
Yes.
Last but not least, the Bengals 13 and the Browns 32 in your division.
Y'all know how much we love Joey, but he hasn't beat the Browns since he's been in the lead. That's his kryptonite. It's something there. He cannot beat them boys at all. And I think he got 39 sacks on the season.
Already?
Been sacked.
Already?
Yes.
Lord,
it's so, because I think he got sacked like 7 times last night. It's crazy. It's, I don't know. Cleveland just got his number. He knows he's going to play good against Cleveland.
I'm going to say this before we leave, because we got to wrap this up after this. Chase, I would go to my agent and say, pay me now.
Today.
Totally different team. Totally different. They did not respect the deep threat. Even though we love Higgins, we love Boyd, but they did not respect them at all. So pay the man.
And Higgins is good too.
Thank you. Both of the odds is good. But look, We got to get up out of here. But tomorrow, we got a special guest to come on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a nice week. It's a special week. It's a playoff week. Male PRP playing on Friday. We got hopefully a male guest is coming on tomorrow. Big time. But look, congratulations to all the winners. Go ahead and check it out. We're going to chop everything up for you guys. It's always a blessing. Thank you, guys. Yes, sir.
Show Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.